This is Backstage Bay Area, your all-access pass to the local music scene. Now, here's your host, Steve Roby.
On today's episode, we're diving into the world of Vienna Ting. She's an artist who's been redefining the boundaries of chamber folk and indie pop for over two decades. Vienna's back with her new album, We've Got You, a mashup by design that reflects the complexities of modern life, from climate action to community care. We'll explore the stories behind her new album, her journey as a songwriter, and what's ahead for her in 2025. Plus, we'll get a preview of her upcoming show in Berkeley. The show kicks off today with the opening track from We've Got You. This is Vienna Ting with Spark on Backstage Bay Area.
We got work to do. Going digging deep this time, 'cause this goes way back. We got work to do. Gonna rise up tall this time, 'cause there's no falling back, no. And in our ears and on our minds, beyond your years, your rallying cry is calling us out again, calling us in again. We watch you draw that frightened fire. You're keeping calm, you're aiming higher. It's summoning all our best, more power than we knew we had. Now we got a light to see our way by. We've got what we need, we've got you. We're not afraid, we won't break. We've got what we need, we've got you. We've got you. But we're already tired, going digging deep this time, before we're laid flat. We are fed up and full of fury, gonna rise up tall this time, and climb our way back to love. And in our ears and on our minds, beyond your tears, your rallying cry is calling us out again, calling us in again.
That's Vienna Ting with Spark from her new album, We've Got You, which is available now. Vienna is my guest today. Hey, Vienna, welcome to Backstage Bay Area.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be here.
So glad to have you. For our listeners in our audience who are new to your music, how would you describe your sound and artistic journey so far?
Well, I was recently touring with a wonderful musician, songwriter, storyteller named Peter Moldy, and I loved what he mentioned. He said, you know, I think what you do is pastiche, but I think people say that in a derogatory way, and they don't understand how hard it is to pull off. And so I thought, oh, that's an interesting way of thinking about it. I am at core a singer-songwriter who grew up with piano rather than guitar.
Wow.
And so I tend to think of what I do as, I don't know, I guess like chamber folk. Huh. And it kind of is rooted in folk pop traditions and, you know, draws on classical piano. So that's kind of where my roots are. And then from there, I branched out into electronic looping and, you know, dabbling in, you know, other genres. And I currently play with a really adventurous kind of chamber classical jazz something or other group. My influences are kind of all over the place, but I guess my songwriting voice is always from that kind of folk singer songwriter beginning.
Nice. Well, what are you currently listening to now?
I was trying to think of what I've recently really gotten into. There's a new album by My Brightest Diamond, Sharanova, called Fight the Real Terror, which I've just found fascinating in its just like rawness and ability to just be so refined and exact and so unleashed at the same time. So I've really been enjoying that.
Nice. Well, let's talk about your new album. It's called We've Got You. It's an ambitious project, to say the least. It combines two distinct songs into a mashup. Can you describe the creative process behind this concept?
Yes. In recent years, I find that songs come to me in the hardest way possible, which is as a concept brief. And so a few years ago, I had this idea of like, well, you know, in musical theater and a number of these other forms, you often have these two people who are kind of singing at the same time. They're singing different melodies, and yet those things interweave and are telling a larger story. The fact that these two people have these, you know, narratives that are in tension and are kind of vying for, you know, for their own stories to be told. Mm. And what if I tried to do that in the form of a whole, you know, indie pop song versus another indie pop song and kind of put them against each other?
Nice.
And that's kind of where it stood for a number of weeks. And then after that, I had the notion that, well, I would love to call it We've Got You, because on the one hand, you could consider it like we've got you, like we are kind of stuck and not knowing how to move ourselves forward and we need to. So we have this leader, this charismatic leader to look to. Or you can also say like, don't worry, we've got you. Like there's a community around a person in a time of need when they've hit bottom. So I thought, well, at least there's a way to play that phrase, we've got you, two different ways. And I could write from those two different emotional perspectives. And maybe together they make a fuller picture of what being part of a community or a family looks
right.
like.
Right. And you kind of go into that on your website too, right? There's opportunities to volunteer or suggest community actions, right?
Right. And a lot of this grew out of my stepping away from music for a number of years. I had gone to graduate school in environmental sustainability and then gone to work in climate action and clean energy and, you know, waste and recycling. And so I had really kind of retired from music in a way and felt this tug to come back into it. But I also felt like I was carrying the last, you know, 10 years of the work I'd been immersed in as I came back into songwriting. So I can't help but, you know, make that part of what I do now because it's been my, I guess, professional habit to, to kind of tie things into the greater things in motion that we all can contribute to.
Absolutely. So we opened the show with the song Spark. It's an ode to people who inspire and mobilize others. Who were some of the key figures or movements that shaped this track?
I sometimes joke that even though I'm an Asian American woman, I often experience a lot of social reckonings as a white dude in that, you know, I've been sort of not looking that closely at a lot of things and a lot of the sort of outpouring like of Black Lives Matter, of Me Too, that sort of thing was all me kind of, you know, really taking, you know, a humble seat and realizing like, wow, there's a lot that I have not been paying attention to and a lot of people who have been working on these issues that I really have a lot to learn from. And so grateful to, you know, activists, for example, like Alicia Garza, who in spite of, you know, calling attention to all these really dark things, maintains this incredible generosity of like, no matter how late in the game you are joining us, welcome. come learn about it. Come, be part of making a different world. And so that kind of warm invitation, while also being sort of unsparing with the facts, was really inspiring to me. And similarly, a couple of climate writers have also been like that. David Roberts, who writes a Substack called Volts, is also both unsparing and endlessly curious. Like, he never shies away from being grumpy and like pessimistic about the whole thing. And yet every day he sort of reflects this insatiable curiosity about what's going on and, what could happen, what is possible.
That is so important.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the company I like to keep both in person and in who I am influenced by these days. People who are curious, no matter in dark times and in light. And there's often many different things going on at the same time. And to oversimplify it is to not do it justice.
Mm. Well put. How did all these experiences that you just mentioned influence this project, this album that just came out?
I think that the main other formative experience was around the time that I was writing it, our youngest was born and my first biological kid in the family. So she was really kind of my crash course into, wow, I really need to devote a lot of my time and attention to understanding this person, to really tuning into them and figuring out, like, how can I be helpful and of service and build a relationship with this person, even as, she's just kind of understanding, the world and like who she is as well. Mm-hmm. That really kind of awakened me to caring as an art form. And in terms of all these, grandiose, there are movements and there are leaders and there are, activists and, reforms and technological innovations. But there's also just getting dinner on a table for someone that they want to eat.
Right.
There's remembering their birthday. There is, checking in to see like, hey, that thing you were struggling with last week, how's it going?
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff is, I've never been good at it. I've always been fairly self-absorbed, in my own career, in my own projects kind of person. And this is, so writing the other one of these songs, the other We've Got You song called Comfort, was really about a moment of gratitude for the people who have shown me how to be supportive in that way. And me thinking like, I want to be more like that from now on.
Yeah. That's a great segue because I'm going to play Comfort next. It's a beautiful tribute to caregivers and unsung heroes. Is there anything else you'd like to add about this song before we play it?
I guess I would just say that in each of these songs, I feel like there's something deeply personal, but then also sort of zooming out. And, the second verse and chorus in Comfort are really about, that what is caregiving within a movement, within a generation of people, shaping the world. And it's just made up of, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people showing up and, mm-hmm. and caring for each other that way. And it was connecting those dots that kind of made this song fall in place for me.
Great. Let's take a listen to it now. This is Comfort. It's Vienna Tang on Backstage Bay Area.
Too much for one small heart. You hide it, you fight till you're overcome, scattered and numb. But somewhere in the dark, the quiet sweeping arc of a broom, folding cloth, a swirl of soap. And before you can insist, there's no need for all of this. We are gathered around, and finally tears can come. We'll bring rain in the summer heat, send a song through the line when you can't sleep through the night. We've got you. So let go, we'll bear the weight a while. Lay down, we'll walk the waiting miles. When you're not alright, we've got you. we've got you. Linking arms in the street, growing threads, a hand raised at a table, and as far as you have gone, someone will go beyond. Got you. You're so bright when your current flows, so good when your brokenness shows. We're all here tonight, and we've got you. We've got you. We've got you.
From Vienna Tang, it's Comfort. It's off her new album, We've Got You. It's available now, and Vienna is my guest. Vienna, the production of this album involved a stellar team, including Jordan Brooke Hamlin and Peter Kattis. What was it like collaborating with them and to bring these songs to life?
It was long and arduous and joyful and frustrating and all the things. And above all, Peter and Jordan and really, you know, everyone involved was endlessly patient with me because I had this really complicated thing, you know, that I wanted to create with them. And they just really, you know, each of them, especially Jordan, who was kind of in it with me from beginning to end, she really declared as her philosophy from the beginning. She said, I want this to be the record you want to make. And if it means we have to take detours, if we sidestep, if we scrap things and start over, like, let's do it. and indeed we did. Like, with Spark especially, actually, we had recorded all of it and I had even done a mix of it. And I just sort of felt like, okay, I guess it's done. And she, you know, to her credit said, like, that's really good enough, is it? Like, let's see, like, what is it that doesn't feel right to you? And we kept kind of peeling and peeling it back. And finally, I reluctantly admitted, I said, I think I have to record certain things over again. Like, I think my vocal is wrong. I think the keyboard part I'm playing is wrong. You know, there's a couple of things that we laid down in the very beginning that kind of anchor the whole thing that now I think we have to go back and do again. And so we did. And so it was that kind of process of really pulling and pushing, you know, these different pieces until it felt like they both worked together, you know, logically in terms of these parts that had to both stand on their own and also duet well with the other song. But then also, like, amid all of this cleverness, still be, you know, the emotional journey that we wanted people to be on.
Wow.
So there was a lot of it was a lot to ask of a producer, and I couldn't have worked with anyone better for that.
Sounds like a very patient producer and caring too.
She definitely had moments of saying, she would have a long pause and go, okay. But she always meant it in terms of like, let me absorb that. And that has real implications for how much work is ahead of us. And all right, let's do it.
Wow, that's nice. That's great. So the next track I'm going to play on the show today is called Two Truths. It seems to grapple with holding conflicting ideas in balance. How does this theme resonate with your life and your work?
Two Truths is really kind of my motto of the current chapter. And I owe it to a dear friend of mine named Cecil Scheib, who said very casually in conversation one day, like, well, my wife's an adult. She can hold two truths in her head at the same time. And I thought, wow, what an amazing definition of being an adult. being able to understand that more than one thing can be true and more than one thing can be something you have to pay attention to and give credence to.
Sure.
While not surrendering yourself entirely to that point of view or to that truth. And I find that that's true in the climate work that I do. Of course, it's already too late and it's never too late, right? There's exciting things happening. There are terrifying things happening. And in parenthood, there's, it's frustrating and exhausting. And it's also the most meaningful and joyful thing. And what's happening in our country right now is both terrifying and disheartening and also cause for like curiosity and to say like, well, things are breaking apart, which means they're also breaking open. So where does this go? And I always have been, training myself to get comfortable within that discomfort. And so in a way I wrote We've Got You so that I could play two truths back to myself and have that feeling of like, wow, this is really a lot. But I think I can actually hold it all. And once I hold it all, I am able to find the beauty and the possibility in it. So that was my hope in also giving that experience to other people, that they would listen to this and that first feel like, ooh, there's so many things. I don't even know if I like this. But then maybe eventually feeling like it resolves into a picture that gives you something important.
I admire your positivity. It's not easy.
I was also listening to an interview recently with the wonderful climate advocate and marine biologist, Ayanna Elizabeth Johnson. And she basically said, F hope. She's like, screw that. Like, I don't know that I believe in hope, but I do believe in looking around and seeing what you can do. So that's also a philosophy that I like to hang out with.
Right. Well, you also made a music video for this song. It's a visually compelling piece. How did that concept get together? What was it like working with the director, Steve Milligan?
Steve and I had first collaborated on a music video that I made with another director, La Chen, over a decade ago. And it was for a song called Level Up. And it was a really ambitious concept. It was a single shot for most of the first, kind of 2/3 of the song. And it was going to unfold across all these different scenes and people would be dancing in these different styles. And so Steve was one of the cinematographers who was involved in that. And so when I thought, like, I really want another probably overly ambitious video concept for this probably overly ambitious piece of music, I reconnected with Law, who immediately said, who is really meant to work on this is Steve, and we should pull him back in. And Steve did an amazing job, again, getting at the emotional core of the song. He directed the video for Comfort. Not only that, but also in many ways masterminding the combination video for the song Two Truths, which also then incorporates an entire storyline from a separate music video by an artist named Andrew Benincasa. So the three of us, Andy, Steve, and I, had a lot of Zoom calls trying to figure out how these would, like the songs, each stand in their own right and then integrate into one story.
Nice. Well, let's take a listen to the song. This is Vienna Tang with Two Truths here on Backstage Bay Area.
We got work to do
tonight.
Go digging, digging, digging,
digging,
digging deep
too much
this
to
time.
Know.
cause this goes way back. We got work to do. Go rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up, all this stuff. Cause there's no falling back. And somewhere in the ears and on the minds being quiet, sweeping on. Crying, crying, calling us out again. Falling close, swirling so in again.
From her new album, We've Got You, that's Vienna Ting with Two Truths. The album is out now, and if you're just joining us, Vienna is my guest today. Vienna, with 2025 on the horizon just a few weeks away, can you give us a preview of your upcoming projects, tours, or collaborations?
Sure. I feel like since coming back into music, I launched a community on this platform called Patreon. Mm. And my intention was for it to be a sort of hybrid music and climate action. You know, we're not here to be depressed about climate, but just to talk practically about what can each of us do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I quickly realized over the past, you know, couple of years of experimenting is that this is an amazing community, but ultimately I really have to be more fiercely protective of time to write music. And so that's really going to be the first half of the year is some fierce protection of creative time and all of the joyous struggle of bringing new music into the world.
Nice.
I'll also be at Folk Alliance in Montreal. I haven't been there in a long time, and it's always an amazing gathering of musicians. So I'm looking forward to that. Wow. And then the rest of the year, I think I will be doing some touring, of course, but also recording and potentially even releasing some new music. And I also have a sort of secret project in the works having to do with one of my old albums that I think will be really fun. We're trying to make an event out of it.
I love secret projects, but I guess we'll just have to leave it at that to keep it a secret. So how has performing the songs from the album We've Got You changed or challenged your approach to the stage?
In a way, I think that creating We've Got You grew out of what I've been doing on stage the past 10 years or so. I really began as a person with a piano on stage and a microphone. That was mostly it. And then I added a little bit of vocal looping, which I really enjoyed doing. Mm. And from there, I also started, especially during the pandemic, kind of building out more of a what I call a battle station. So now there's, electronic keyboard and a drum pad and a couple of other, instruments that I pull into the looper. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of my way of being a one-person band on stage, is creating these looping landscapes. So I think that was actually what enabled me to perform Got You Live, because I will perform one of the songs and record it into the looper and then play it back while singing the other song on the piano. And so people do actually get the mashup live on stage. And that's been a fun challenge for me to figure out, well, how do I then kind of bring that ethos into, cover songs or into other, reimaginings of songs from my other albums?
Yeah. So you've got an upcoming show at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. What can fans look forward to from that evening? Any special things you can share from the set list? Or?
I actually have a dear friend who I went to graduate school with and went on into climate work, but he has actually ventured into recording his own songs and making his debut album. And so his name's Dave Freibusch, and I'm very excited to have him come up and for us to do a song together. So that'll be a fun new thing that will happen at the Freight and Salvage. And I'll also be reuniting with a great friend and collaborator, and I think we deeply influence each other's lives and creative thinking a lot. His name's Alex Wong. And so I'm both looking forward to his set and for us to sit in with each other. And as for the rest of it, the Freight is kind of my hometown living room as far as live venues go. And so I like to keep the set list pretty much completely up to the audience and up to, where the evening takes us. And so sometimes people will yell stuff out and I will only be like 70% confident I know all the words to it, but I'll give it a go. And
that's great.
So it'll be fun that way.
Sounds good. And let me remind our listeners, Vienna Tang will perform at the Freight and Salvage in Berkeley on Saturday, December 28th. Showtime is 8 p.m. and Latin Grammy nominated artist Alex Wong opens the show. Tickets are available now. Just go to the website, thefreight.org. And be sure to check out Vienna's website, viennatang.com, where you can explore her discography, learn about her upcoming projects, and find tour dates. And this morning I was looking at it, and you got some great merch there too, right?
I do. I've recently embraced merch as an art form. It used to be a sort of reluctant afterthought for me, but another artist, Jenny Owen Youngs, who loves designing merch, really turned me around in terms of thinking about it as something that I could really enjoy and have a blast doing. So I've made my own tea blends for the We've Got You songs. So Comfort is this, herbal, caffeine-free tea, and then Spark, as you can imagine, is quite caffeinated. And, other fun things like that, candles with custom scents, and a poster that our oldest actually designed for us and printed by hand. So some really special things.
Yeah, very, very creative, I might add.
Thank you.
Vienna, thanks so much for being on the show today. I really enjoyed the conversation.
Well, it's a real honor. This is an amazing podcast that you have. So thank you, Steve, for having me.
Thank you. Backstage Bay Area, we'll be right back.
Hey, musicians. Would you like to be a guest on Backstage Bay Area? Just email the host and let him know when you'll be playing in the Bay Area. The address is backstage.sfbay@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning into the Backstage Bay Area podcast. Don't forget to visit us online at backstagebayarea.com for more insights and stories. Be sure to join us next time for more engaging conversations with local talent and touring musicians. Until then, keep the music alive, and we'll see you backstage.